This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Meanwhile, the Labor Department said this morning that the number of people applying for unemployment benefits fell by 26,000 last week to 350,000. That is the best number since March of 2008. And it's where we'll start now with Diane Swonk, chief economist with Mesirow Financial. She's with us live from Chicago, as she is every Thursday. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Diane, what's with this big drop in the number of people asking for unemployment benefits?
Well, I'd love to say that it was a major improvement in the labor market, but it's really more a quirk in the way that the seasonal adjustments are done. We actually have seen the auto sector as a major bright spot in the U.S. economy, and the auto sector did not shut down for retooling many of its plants because it wanted to keep that production going in July, as it usually does during the first 2 weeks of July. We'll see those unemployment, those jobless claims pick up again as we move through this seasonal quirk in the numbers. The good news is the auto sector is okay, but it's really overstating the extent to which the labor market is improving at this stage of the game.
So just a seasonal quirk. What do you think is going on with the big picture on jobs right now?
It's still a very tepid employment market out there, labor market out there, and anyone looking for a job can certainly confirm that. I wish it was a much more stronger employment market, but this is still very tepid at its very best.
What about the housing market, Diane? We got some numbers today from the foreclosure listing firm RealtyTrack that say foreclosure activity is actually down compared with a year ago, and there seems to be some talk out there that maybe we've finally reached a bottom in the housing market. What do you think?
I think we have reached a bottom in the housing market. It's a soft bottom at best, but it is a bottom, and that's one of the bright spots along with the auto industry and what is continues to be a very uneven recovery. That said, I look at the housing market, and I'm excited about it, but let's face it, I've given up wishing upon a star for this economy.
Diane Swonk, chief economist with Mesirow Financial. Let's hope we can get your wishful thinking back soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you.